goal over 50 yards by the Bears.
By Carlton Foley. What is his name?
Is that his name? Come on!
Happy Sunday, Lou. How are ya? That's great. You're over the devastation of last week, apparently.
The devastation of last week?
Yes.
I wouldn't say devastating.
It was devastating for me.
It was cast.
We certainly talked about it the whole year. I have to say, if anybody listened to this podcast, you knew it was going to be Corey Punky at the end. Jesus.
Prognostication that I'm proud of.
Exactly. I'm not proud of it either. But you know, when they froze him on the timeout and he made the kick, that's when the hairs on my neck started to stand up. And you know, I said if the team wants to retain him, they give him the same number of kicks he had during the season at the same line that he was at when he missed the final field goal. And if he can hit the upright six times, he's in. He can stay with the team.
He gets a million for each time.
Right, exactly. And he gets $1 million a year for each time he hits them. It's just incredible. What a way to end. It defined the whole season. It really did. But I have to say, it was so enjoyable to take that ride with this team, and even with that result, I couldn't look at the highlights. I couldn't read the papers, Lou. I was not in a good place.
Wow.
You're not the lifelonger like I am. You're a Johnny come lately. You have another team to lean on.
That's right.
You got the pride of New England. So, anyway, moving on. So, if as the schedule works out, Lou, will you be having the awards banquet the week in 2 weeks from today, and the chili contest the week after the Super Bowl? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
No, right. Let me hear what you're thinking.
The chili contest is going to be this Saturday instead of Sunday.
Oh, very good. So it'll be the Saturday after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Very good. All right.
That is what I am looking at tentatively.
Great.
And the awards banquet, yes, definitely that weekend filler. I don't know if a Saturday or Sunday would be better.
All right.
But when we have our management meeting, we'll discuss it.
Very good. 26th or 27th then. Mark your calendars, folks, if you want to come to the awards ceremony.
That's way too ahead of time, you know, to be planning.
That's true. That is true. And Jim Heine, of course, if you want to come and claim your prize, we'll discuss it at the meeting as well.
Jimmy Snacks
won the whole shooting match. That guy was he was amazing because he led a lot of the season, and then Lango took over. But he closed the gap week by week until he finally overtook him the last week. It was quite exciting for us observers, Lou.
The game of inches.
I stopped by the Sovereign last night and just missed you. I was having dinner with a friend of mine at Rogers Park. Had a little time to walk to the S. But alas, you had gone. You had gone. Okay, well, great.
Yes, yes, yes.
This has been an exciting one.
Boy, what a downer you are, man.
Oh, dude. It really was a bummer.
Football, we got Fly Eagles Fly.
Well, you know, yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
It proved to be a good thing. I mean, for crying out loud.
But, you know, people are complaining, well, our offense wasn't that great. They put us in a position to win. You know? That's what they were doing all year.
If you are going to be looking at this game through a blind eye, Kamesh, I just...
All right, here's your question of the week.
15 points.
Here's your question
of
the week. Here's your question of the week, Lou. What's the best way to get over Corey Punky?
Trade him.
trade him. If he is on that team next year, I'm going to be a Colts fan. That's my final statement.
You'll be a Packer fan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears. This is the Commish inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Don't Jump, It's Only a Game service. When you need to jump after a missed field goal, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou jumps you!